everybody. I'm on my way to work, driving down the turnpike. Turnpike's nice, man, since they finished that construction by the eight exchanges. It's, you know, cost a little money, but there's barely any traffic on it. It's a great road since they built it out. Of course, I'd rather it be replaced with the mass transit system. I'm just saying it's a nice drive in the morning. So I had a mixed couple days. I had off from the snow day, so I stayed home from work, and then I took off yesterday to take care of some family stuff. But in that time period, I got the website up, so you can check us out at www.njrevolutionradio.com. I'm excited about that. It's a work in progress. There's still a ton of notes I have to go through, but you know what? At a certain point, when you're building out a website and trying to get off the ground with something, you know, you just got to go with what you got. So that's what I did, and I hope you all check it out, and I hope it builds a little bit of unity here in New Jersey. So that was a good day. And we also put up a post to help out a young activist up in North Jersey, Cynthia, who's battling cancer and has been a real soldier for the cause up there. So please check out that link, and if you can give her a few dollars, you know, we appreciate it. So good day for New Jersey Revolution Radio. A couple good days for New Jersey Revolution Radio. On the national political scene, not such a couple of good days. you know, you will hear me rant quite a bit about Hillary Clinton. I guess that's because she's prominent. She ran for president. She annoys me. And one of the biggest complaints I'll always have about her is her warmongering. I mean, you know, Libya, you know, the whole mess in Iraq she supported. You know, it's hard for me to get past somebody who made such poor decisions and cost this world so many innocent lives. The bulk of which, and it's sad when, you know, anybody gets killed over money and oil, but the bulk of which were people who did not live in the United States. Maybe millions of people that we've killed as a country by the people that we elected overseas over things that probably didn't need to happen, based on lies, based on misinformation, based on white supremacy, really. So, but on the top of that list, and I'm going to be very fair here, when we talk about warmongers that this country has produced, and we've produced quite a few of them, John Bolton makes the top of the fucking list, man. You ever heard this dude talk? You ever listen to this guy? Holy shit. He's crazy, people. His solution for everything is war. He don't have an answer but war. That's all he's got. This guy, what'd you have for breakfast this morning? I think we should invade another country. I think we should invade North Korea. It's going to be his answer for everything. John Bolton should terrify you. He's a psychopath, man. How and why this guy has the voice that he has is such a failing of the American system. This guy should be in a loony bin. He should be in prison. He's crazy, man. Who's listening to this guy thinking he's got good ideas? All he's got is war. All he got. What'd you have for breakfast this morning, John? His answer. Bomb Saudi Arabia for some reason. The guy's crazy. And so, that's been tough to watch. That this country, after seeing the results of this man and like him foreign policy, which has resulted in tremendous amounts of bloodshed all over this world, lunatic in the White House. And now you got John Bolton taking over senior leadership again in this government. Jesus Christ, people. Jesus Christ. Where do you think that's going to wind up? Who are we off to kill next? It's a disgusting situation. Anti-war activists. You know, I know a lot of them are disturbed. It's disturbing. It's a disturbing thing to see this guy involved again. And we should be alarmed as a country that this kind of, you know, white supremacy is still allowed in our government. That's what it is. It's a series of white men seeking to kill people who aren't white men based on their own financial interests or the financial interests of their friends. It's gross, man. We endorse that shit. So that's the bad part, right? And I'm always looking for solutions. I don't want to just, you know, complain here. I'm trying to come up with a policy in meetings that I, if I come with an issue or a problem, I also come with potential solutions and have a discussion about, you know, if I'm going to vent a little bit about a problem, then I need to come up with a solution. I know there's people that work on, they're trying to educate the public about what the military is up to. What our foreign policy means to them if they enter the military. It's still a volunteer military. You cannot go in. I would not recommend going in. I don't think you're going to be used for good. That's the only problem. The people that go in don't, I don't know if they fully grasp what they're getting into. I didn't. I speak that experience. I joined the military. I did 4 years in the Navy. I didn't understand our foreign policy. I really didn't, and how it directly affected me. I didn't put that connection together till later in life. At some point, you do. I've talked to veterans who have, you know, who put that together and realize that was a bad idea. That was a mistake to join and to support that kind of foreign policy. But hindsight's 20/20, you know? I mean, you want to use our military for good, have them come here and support us. Have them help lead a general strike, build up supply lines, feed the people. Our military could be service to our working class rather than service to imperialist interest. You know, a bunch of white people sending us all to war. Rich fucking white people sending our kids, my generation, off to die for their interests. How about we bring our military here and look out for our interests? Set up medical clinics here for in urban areas. Help build our roads and fucking bridges, man. Not with a guy like John Bolton. You'll never see revolutionary change like that if we continue to permit people like John Bolton to hold any kind of position of authority. He should be in jail. He's going to advocate for slaughtering people. That's what he's going to get in and do. How do we transform how we look at our military? For what it is, for what the mission at hand is, which is not to protect us. in my interest. Hey, military could give a shit about me, man. I don't give a shit about most Americans. That military's out there for the interests of the elite. For the powerful few. They don't give a fuck about you. Look at how they treat you at home. How many of y'all got laid off? How many of y'all got foreclosed on? How many of you got to listen to an idiot president talk bad about you because of where you're from? We got problems, man. And these morons are sending more and more people off to die. Picking fights on Twitter with North Korea. What the hell is he going to say when he meets with them? Jesus Christ. Everybody's celebrating it right now. Did everybody forget that it's Donald Trump we're talking about going over there to talk to them? What dumb shit is he going to say? He's Donald Trump when it comes to foreign policy. I get the feeling like guy in the room that everybody knows he's going to talk, and they know he's going to say something stupid, and so they all try to talk louder than him, and when they hear him talk, they cut him off a lot to try and temper his nonsense while, you know, but he breaks through, and when he starts talking, it's impossible to shut him up. As our president. Oh. That's our president. And now John Bolton. Jesus Christ, people. Well, I got a lot more going on. Thanks for spending a little time with me today. I'm gonna head into work. And then the weekend, I'll probably do a little more work on the website. So check that out as it develops. I'll be posting stuff on the Facebook page. I did put up a Twitter feed. I don't know if it's all the way done yet. I had some tech issues trying to get some stuff up there. I think I'm on Twitter. Is that the best way I can say? I'll figure it out. I think I'm on Twitter, but I'm definitely on Facebook, and I'm definitely on the web. So stop by. Appreciate your time. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.